Good morning, everyone. My name is Bart G, and I first of all want to say thank you to Mark for having me share here with you this morning at your service. And some of you will remember me from visiting Clinton in the past a couple of times, but some of you may not have seen me before, and you probably will have noticed by now that I'm physically disabled. I was born with a rare physical disability called arthrogryposis, which means that I have weak muscles and stiff joints. And when I was born, the doctors told my parents that I would never walk and that I may never have the strength to sit up on my own independently, and I was basically given a very bleak outlook to life. Now, I was brought up in a Christian family. I made my own personal decision and invited Jesus into my heart when I was 5 years old. And when I was a baby, the church that we went to, the pastor, he prophesied to my parents, saying that little by little, I would be able to do more and more new things that would amaze people. And he prayed for two things specifically. The first thing he prayed was that one day I would be physically able to walk down the aisle of the church. And this was going against what the doctor said. Well, I want to show you a video now, just to show you the miracle that I believe that God has performed in my life. So I've had the question asked in the past, if God is real, if God is a loving God, why hasn't he healed me of my disability? And I do believe that God can heal people instantly, but I also believe that God can use people through the difficulty of a situation so that his works can be displayed and for his glory to shine through that person. And what scripture I want to share is 2 Corinthians 12, verse 8 to 10. It says, three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses and insults and hardships and persecutions and difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Now, we all face difficulties or trials at some point in our lives. And in James 1, verse 2 to 4, it says, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete, and not lacking anything. Now, I think that no matter what situations we go through, I always believe that God has a plan. Jeremiah 29 verse 11 says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. And there have been numerous times in my life when I've noticed God's plans just falling into place. God's timing is perfect. And what I'd like to share with you now is that late 2018, I had quite a surprising invite, which was to go and share my story out in India. And this would be to go in August last year, 2019. And I thought, wow, this would be an amazing opportunity. I would absolutely love to do this because I love traveling anyway. And but I thought, how is this going to work? Because you probably realise that being physically disabled, that I would need help with certain tasks. And one of the main things that I need help with is I have carers in the morning who help me get ready with all my personal care. And I thought, well, I'd be able to arrange it out there in advance in India. But anyway, I was shortly after I was invited to go out to India, I was speaking with some friends from my church. And one of my friends, Isaac, he's originally from India. And I told him the name of the town where I'd been invited. It's a town called Vijayawada. Well, that's where I'd be flying in, and it was not far from there where I'd be speaking, where I'd have a number of talks. And the town Vijayawada, I'd never heard of before. But anyway, when I told him the name of the town, he said he's got relatives who live not far from there, and he knows the area. And without me even asking him, he offered to come with me to give me all the help that I needed. And guess what he does for a living? He's a doctor. So it could not have worked out any better for me. And he knows the culture. I couldn't have planned it any better if I tried. And so we actually went out to India last year, which I'll share a little bit more in a couple of minutes. Now, in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18, it says, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." And whenever we face difficulties difficult situations in our lives, do we see our difficulty? Do we see it as a problem? Do we see it as an obstacle? Or do we see it as an opportunity? Now, about 6 years ago, I was invited into Bristol Brunel Academy, which is a secondary school in Bristol. And I was invited to go and share my story and to play the piano for them. And I really wasn't used to talking in front of people at the time. So I went in feeling really nervous, and I arrived expecting to go into a classroom. But when I arrived, I found out that it was going to be 3 school assemblies. The first one's to year 9, the second one's to year 8, and the third one's to year 7, to a total of around 650 children. And I was thinking, help! Because I just really wasn't used to it. But I was absolutely amazed, I suppose overwhelmed by the response I had that day, because I had children coming up to me after each assembly, asking me questions. They were queuing up to ask me questions and wanting to see me play the piano close up. But there were 2 things that stood out to me that day. Was there was a girl after the year 7 assembly, and she came up to me. She said when I played the piano, she started to cry because her mum had some sort of disability, which I'm not exactly sure what it was, but she'd basically given up trying to cope with her disability. And so she said she was going to go home and tell her mum about me and really try and motivate her. And so that for me was great to see the impact on that girl. And then the other thing that day was there was a year 8 boy who came up to me after the year 8 assembly, and all he said to me quietly was, "Sir, I think you're amazing." And I didn't think too much of it until later that evening. The teacher who invited me in, she messaged me to say that she overheard him say that. And I couldn't believe it, because he was the worst behaved in the year and was on report to her. So this obviously had some impact on him. And it suddenly occurred to me that day that when I was growing up, I actually prayed many times for God to take away my disability, for God to heal me, because I really believe that He can heal people instantly. But it suddenly occurred to me, what if God could use me through the difficulty of my situation, through my disability? And I didn't actually do anything for a long time, but about 18 months later, this was November 2015, I got invited just out of the blue to go share my story at the church in Birmingham, where I knew the pastor. And so I went up and shared my story there. And then, having seen on Facebook that I was going there, an old school friend said, "Could I go to her school in London?" And I thought, yes. So I went in December 2015. And then I thought, this is it. This is really what I feel I should be doing. And so I set up my website, breakinglimits.co.uk, and I launched it at the start of 2016. And I prayed to God that if this is the right thing for me to do, that He would open up opportunities. And it was slow to start with, but it has really just accelerated and accelerated all the time. So that last year, 2019, I actually did just under 150 talks in churches, schools, prisons. That's including having 13 talks in India. And I really now see my disability as an opportunity, because I get to share my Christian faith. I get to share what God has done in my life in schools and prisons, where people wouldn't necessarily get the opportunity otherwise. Yet, if I didn't have my disability, would I actually get these opportunities? And I'm not sure that I would. But one highlight I want to share is actually from my India trip, and I'd like to just show another very short video at this point. Now, this video that you've just seen, this was a school assembly that I did at a Christian school in Vellore, in India, because my friend Isaac, he studied at a Christian Medical College out there in Vellore, and so I actually had a number of talks in that area too. And this assembly, I think, was probably the highlight of my trip. There were about 1,200 children in this secondary school, and I was able to share my story. When I speak in England, I'm allowed to share my story as long as I don't say to them you should. But with this being a Christian school out in India, I was actually able to open it up at the end and ask if anyone wants to invite Jesus into their hearts to be Lord and Saviour, inviting Jesus to be centre in their lives. And although it was a Christian school, there were a number of children there from other backgrounds. I understand that there were some non-Christian backgrounds, some Hindu backgrounds, I think. And at the end of the assembly, when I opened it up, I was absolutely amazed by the response. I couldn't see very far back because of the sunlight at the very back. But I could see probably the front 300 children or so. And in that front section, 20 children responded. They invited Jesus into their hearts, which was just amazing. And so I now really see my disability as an opportunity, really, to share my Christian faith with others. If I didn't have this disability, I wouldn't necessarily get the same number of opportunities. And so I actually think to myself now, would I actually be any happier if I was able-bodied? And I don't think I would. I'm very happy as a person. Now, I always believe that no matter what situations we go through, we have so many reasons to praise God. Because God is our healer. Isaiah 53 verse 4 to 5 says, "Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering, yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed." And then Psalm 46 verse 1 says, "God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble." And then God is omnipotent, as in he is all-powerful. Matthew 19 verse 26 says, "Jesus looked at them and said, with man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." And then God is omniscient, as in he knows everything. Psalm 147 verse 5 says, "Great is our Lord and abundant in power. His understanding is beyond measure." And then God is omnipresent, as in he is everywhere. Psalm 139 verse 7 to 12 says, "Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you." And then God is sovereign. Isaiah 46 verse 9 to 10. "Remember the former things, those of long ago. I am God and there is no other. I am God and there is none like me. I make known the end from the beginning, from ancient times what is still to come. I say, my purpose will stand and I will do all that I please." And then God is great. Psalm 145 verse 3 says, "Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. His greatness is unsearchable." And then God is our Saviour through Jesus Christ. "God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." So these are so many reasons that we have to praise God. Because God is our healer, he's our refuge and strength, he's all powerful, he knows everything, he is everywhere, he is sovereign, he is great, and he is our Saviour through Jesus Christ. And I don't always find it that easy to express myself with words, but I love to worship God through music. And going back briefly to when I was a baby, the second thing that the pastor prayed when I was a baby was that one day I'd be able to play the organ like my dad. And Dad played the organ at church every week, and being able-bodied to play using both of his hands and all of his fingers. And you have to bear in mind that when I was a baby, we had a meeting with a consultant, and Mum asked the consultant with that little bit of hope, because Dad plays the piano and the organ, obviously the piano is similar to playing with your hands, is there ever any chance of me playing? And the consultant said, look at my hands, as they are, there's absolutely no chance whatsoever. There's even doubt that I would have the strength to press down a key. But when I was 5 years old, we already had a piano at home, and watching Dad play the piano, it really inspired me, and I thought I would love for me to play like him. And so I asked if I could start having piano lessons. And so in my first piano lesson, it was a matter of did I have the strength to press down a key? And I did with my right hand, and I did with my left hand. So just the very fact that I had the strength to press down a key meant that playing the piano was going to be possible for me. And so from then onwards, I really wanted to try and get to a standard where I could actually play in church, basically without my playing being a distraction to people worshipping. And I now actually play at church. So I'm now going to share a video to finish, which actually shows how I've adapted to play the piano, and it's got a close-up of my hands, and I put all the backing together, which all comes from my keyboard. So thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoy this song.